Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday, junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 10th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. How'd you like that Caps game last night?
Better than the
good
previous
result.
Six.
I only watched like that. I watched the first periods. You have to give me the breakdown.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
Interesting development.
Here's the breakdown. Ovi scores his 30th goal.
Again. Stromer scored.
First player ever to do that in 18 seasons. And Charlie Lindgren turned in a masterpiece.
Gave up a goal with 1.1 seconds left.
There you have it.
That's it.
There's your in a nutshell recap.
And that was a pulled goalie. It was a
they had an empty
six
net.
On five, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, that's a big one.
It's a massive win.
So currently they're in.
Currently they're in. Yeah. Second wild
card. Four more
spot.
To go. Big one in Buffalo. Buffalo just pwned us.
Hopefully that was a one off. Yeah. I'm going to treat that as an anomaly.
Hopefully, but didn't Coach Carberry tell us last week that that just wasn't a good matchup?
Yeah, he did.
I don't like that.
It's not going
to change. He's going to have to try and figure something out.
They just played them like two or three games ago. So look. Yeah. They're still alive in the fight. 42% chance of making the playoffs per moneypuck.com.
So wait a second. They're in now, but it's only 42%?
42%. Because you have the Pens right there. You've got the
Islanders.
Red Wings still chasing
you
at this point.
Do they still have like games in hand, or have they caught up on
they
all
pretty
that?
Much, I think no, they've caught up for the most part.
Yeah.
You can't keep banking on the games in hand.
Washington has played 78. No, the Islanders have played 78. The Red Wings have played 78.
There's four left.
And the Pens have played 70.
I don't know what the Flyers were doing last night. They were getting annihilated by the Montreal Canadiens. Like 9-3, I believe, was the final.
Right.
I don't know what is happening.
9-3.
Yeah. It was 6-0 at one point.
Yeah. Right. And Philly's lost 8 straight. Did you know that?
I didn't know they lost 8 straight.
They've lost 8
good.
Straight games.
That means John Tortorella's losing his S in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I saw our pal John Kincaid tweet out, there go the playoff chances.
Yep,
so there
well,
he's doing the same bit
good.
In Philadelphia with the Flyers
please
grasping a playoff
them.
Spot.
Good.
As we are doing here.
85 points. Islanders just don't lose. They're suckers. 87 I mean, points. They've won 5 straight.
Charlie Lindgren was so good last night. Like
he was great in the first
Caps,
period.
The Caps had no business like being scoreless until Stromer opened up the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Caps had a few chances, too. Like, Lappe almost had a goal early.
Right.
I mean, great opportunity. Just I think he rang it off the crossbar.
Crossbar, yep.
he had an opportunity, but Lindgren was just making save after save and just saving the Caps left and right to keep them in the game until Stromer and Ovi hit late in the second period to win the game.
See, how many total saves did he have?
He was 43. 43?
No, I'm sorry, 42.
42. Yeah. I mean, he was so dialed in last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun to watch, but it's also frustrating because, like, the offense couldn't get anything going until Stromer and Ovi obviously opened the scoring late in the second.
Yeah, this is what bothers me. I mean, they scored two, a great win last night, obviously, mm-hmm. defense and Chucky. But they've scored 2-2-2-1-2-2-1.
Yep.
The last
doesn't
what, seven,
bode particularly well,
seven games.
But you could go do theory.
Okay. All right. That's true.
Because they have scored goals.
They've
at
just
times.
Had to grind.
Yeah,
it's been a super grind.
Before
for them.
That, I mean, they scored seven against the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. They scored five against the Flames. You know, they scored four in the last time they played the Red Wings. I don't know. They just went cold the last two and a half weeks.
But I mean, playoff intensity in a regular season game last night, because I mean, these two teams are just battling for a wild card.
Oh, it's
spot.
Definitely playoff. They're in the playoffs right now.
It was big time playoff intensity.
Every game is a playoff game.
Yes.
Yeah. Every game Absolutely. Is a game seven, kind of.
Pretty much. Yep.
Now Valdez, yep. I don't see it on the outline here, so I'm not trying to jump ahead, but excited for the Jackson Holiday call up.
Oh, he's got to be thrilled,
right? Is this going to be like Bryce Harper like? I mean, is he that caliber?
I mean, he's
number one prospect in baseball.
Number one prospect. He's a phenom.
I feel like it's similar.
I think Bryce may have had more hype just because
a
I feel
bit
like
more because he was on Sports Illustrated 15 and stuff. But this kid's had a lot of hype the last couple of years. I feel like,
and they need some offense,
right? And he.
But
does
Bryce was the number one pick overall, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Where was Holiday? So
he was number one. He was taking
Holiday
over.
Was one overall.
Yeah. It was a big debate. Him or I guess Andrew Jones's kid.
Oh, so he was number one.
And then Holiday was number one.
There's a bunch 20 of Holiday
kids, I didn't know
right?
this.
I think there's
one more
at least.
Stud. 20 years old.
Yeah. 20 years old.
I didn't know this, but there's a program or an incentive for teams in baseball if he plays a full season, he wins Rookie of the Year, you get an extra first round pick.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
so that's
encourage
what happened.
Him to bring guys up and not just hold them down forever.
Right. So if he comes up, wins.
So you don't manipulate your service.
The 5-year thing, yeah. So that's a brand new rule? Because I haven't heard of that.
I think it was called the Prospect Promotion Incentive.
It's the PPI. So
it's within the last two or three years.
If a kid comes up, he plays 172, he's on your roster for 172 days, and he wins Rookie of the Year, you get a first round pick.
Right.
That happened with them already. I think it happened with Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, with Gunnar.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it says in 2022, the Orioles kept catcher Adley Rutschman in the minor leagues until May 21st.
So he didn't get
only to see him win American League Rookie of the Year and be granted a full year of service for it while the team did not receive an extra draft pick. But then last year, with infielder Gunnar Henderson, Rookie of the Year, earned the Orioles the 32nd overall draft pick and $2.84 million in bonus pool space.
They got about three more people they need to call up.
Keep the call-ups coming.
Because of injuries or?
No.
They're loaded in the minor leagues.
Lack of productivity from Austin Hayes, Cedric Mullins.
I think Hayes will come around.
Ramon Urias.
Who was playing second yesterday? Kemp, right?
Kemp. So get rid of Kemp.
That's where Holiday's playing,
he's
right?
He's going to play second. I know that a lot of people thought that he might take over shortstop for Gunnar, move Gunnar to third. Westberg would play second, so
maybe they'll shift him around. But so you're gonna have Gunner and Holiday up the middle, two young
studs.
Remember
here how big it was when Strauss and Harper made their debuts.
Of course.
I know I went to Strauss's debut. I'm not sure that I went to Harper's. I don't remember. I probably didn't then. I don't know. Is this game being played?
It's in Boston.
Yeah.
In Boston.
In Boston.
Yesterday was Boston's home opener.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if the Orioles were desperate for a win, anytime they need a win, just play Boston in their home opener.
That's true.
That's the low-hanging fruit.
I mean, they just pwned them yesterday, pwned them the year before.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're a better team.
But
the better player is Corbin Burnes. That was the best. That might be one of the best pickups in all of baseball because he's been unbelievable. And has he started three? I think he started three games. He's 2-0 with an ERA of 1.9.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
I don't know much about him, I got to start following him.
He's a Cy Young winner.
He's been unbelievable.
It might be a good time to point out in that same draft,
Nats at 5 overall, looks like early on swung and whiffed big time with Elijah Green. Because he is in low A, struggling. He hit 200 last year. Yeah. And he's off to a bad start this year.
And, how old is he? Because he also 20?
No, there's like, the, yeah, 20. There's no buzz about him at all.
Buzz non-existent?
Non-existent.
Mm.
Well, not like there is with Jackson Holliday.
There was I was talking to my dad over Easter weekend, and we dubbed it roster malpractice about what Hyde and Elias were doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point you got, if things aren't working, you got to change it.
Got to shake it up.
And the games in April count just as much as the games in September. And you're going to be kicking yourself if you miss the playoffs by one game, and you're being cute with the roster in April.
I like how you guys are talking roster management over Easter ham. I like it.
They're big
into
brain, it.
That Baltimore brain trust.
It's not like they're off to a terrible start. They're 6-4. The Yankees have been on a torrid start because Juan Soto has been a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he's going to be in line for a $500 million. He's going to end up getting that $500 million deal he wanted.
Probably.
Yeah, but that 6-4 is smoke and mirrors. I mean, they won a lot of games they shouldn't have. They walked off against, who was it, the third series against KC.
But they also blew a ninth-inning lead against
they got
them, too.
They got walked off against twice back-to-back against the Pirates after Dean Kramer threw seven innings and one run ball. You can't lose those games.
Yeah, well, you have to blame the bullpen for that.
Yeah, but overall, the run differential is 21, which is best in the American League East.
Well, that's also because they put up a 13 spot and a 14 spot in their first two games.
Part of baseball. Right, I mean,
when the Orioles are rolling like this, do you go home and you have it on every night?
Yeah, I watched yesterday, 2:00. I've watched every inning of every Orioles game this season.
You're just locked in.
I'm locked in last season. I watch every pitch of every game.
It's pretty intense. Baseball Valdez. Now, I didn't watch any of the pitches of the Nats last night, but they've won three straight. They're on a mini heater. They have a chance to sweep the Giants.
I know. And
who's off to a hot start for them besides Abrams?
Well, Abrams hit a bomb.
Lane Thomas is starting to heat up.
You know what the Nats like to do? They like to say this.
Lipscomb's been hitting.
This is a base. Mm-hmm. This is a base. They like to take it. Steal it. They like to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you CJ Abrams was going to be an all-star next year.
Well, Jacob Young had three swipes last night.
Yep.
They love stealing bases. Love running on base paths.
I mean, Jesse Winkler's hitting 310.
They've won three
Garcia's
in a row.
Hitting 320.
Has Corbin pitched any of those three?
No, he pitches today.
Oh, here goes the... All right. Nice streak.
You're saying the sweep is in jeopardy?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Farley sent me a picture on Saturday of Corbin mowing his lawn.
Well, that I don't understand.
Right? Yeah. He has a postage stamp lawn. The lawn's maybe the size of the studio.
I mean,
you're going to pay somebody to mow your lawn if it's the size of the studio?
If I'm Patrick Corbin, yes.
Where does he live?
If I'm Flakes, yes. I make way less money than Patrick Corbin, and I pay to have my lawn cut.
Arlington, Clarendon.
Yeah, but some guys like to do it just because it is kind of peaceful, Cakes. I know. It's like
it probably takes him 5 minutes,
possibly.
10 minutes. I'll show you the picture.
I saw the picture.
Even you, I think, could mow that lawn, Cakes.
Of course I could. I could mow my own lawn. Mm-hmm. I just choose not to.
Right.
Now, he might have a significant backyard.
I don't know.
But the front yard is probably less than 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And he definitely had a green electric mower like I have.
I was looking at my yard the other day, and I was thankful that the guys came and they cut it, and you know they always trim. I'm not a trimmer. Like when I would take care of my own yard in my old house, I'm not an edger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But it does look nice when they edge.
I miss trimmer. I miss watching him walk around the studios. Our old engineer.
Right. I hope trimmer's okay.
I hope so too.
But I was looking at my yard and I was going, you know what? Maybe I should just do it. And then I remembered my wife made me get rid of my lawnmower, which broke my heart.
Oh, it did?
Well, because I kind of liked having it. I remember when I bought it.
Yeah.
Silly Toro.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I could save, you know, what, $100 a week or whatever the hell I'm paying these guys.
You pay $100 a week?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
No, if you're paying $100 a week, you're overpaying.
I bet you're paying $35 or $40 a week.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Like you're getting rope.
If you have huge acreage, it makes sense to pay $100.
No, it's more than that.
He doesn't have huge acreage, though.
No, I don't have huge acreage.
Well, it depends on us. What else they're doing? I mean, well,
and he has very little lawn in the back, right?
Little, but they do this for you guys? They do all the leaf blowing and all the that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same standard stuff. Nevertheless, I thought about it and I said,
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. It's not going to change my life. Saving the money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just let them do it.
It's a nice luxury.
Like, it's not going to affect me. And unfortunately.
Yeah.
I need to save a lot of money to affect me.
Right. Hey, so we're going to talk Masters later with Steve Sands in about 45 minutes. He's down in Augusta, of course. Watching a lot of live from yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome. But the weather tomorrow looks really, really dicey.
Oh,
now remember last
weekend's gonna be silly though.
Okay, but remember last year the weather was dicey for basically three out of the four rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they played last year on Thursday. Did they play the first round on Thursday last year?
I have no memory of anything anymore.
I don't think they did. But anyway, it looks really dicey tomorrow.
Well, we're gonna have our Masters pool coming up at 6:40.
Which sucks.
So we'll get into that. We're doing that early in the show. Steve Sands will join us at 7:00.
Let me text him.
We are packed with guests. Chris Webber, rescheduled from yesterday, will join us at 8:20. We've got the Nats GM. We can get into their start. They're off to a 5-6 start with Mike Rizzo at 9:00. And your head coach of the right now playoff bound Washington Capitals,
love
Spencer
it.
Carberry, joins us at 9:25, all right here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.